Hey, beautiful. Janae Emily Utley here, holistic lifestyle maven and possibility trainer. Welcome to the podcast of possibilities. This is the space to be for creative, enterprising, and entrepreneurial women who want to obtain a fit mind, a fit body, and manifest God's best for their lives. Without further ado, let's dive in.
Yo, 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 party people. We are shaking and baking and making it do what it do. Currently, it is July the 19th. It is about 10:12 p.m. At night. So, I just kind of wanted to really document how I feel. I am literally in the car driving down south. So if you hear like little bumpity bumps and rumpity rumps, it's because you hear road noise. Your girl is in the car taking this journey. And I wanted to stop and take a moment to capture how I'm feeling currently, the emotions that I'm feeling, and to like obviously bring you y'all on this journey with me. So if you watched me on YouTube, then you know, both of my channels, because I have two channels. If you didn't know, I have one channel where it's just me talking, teaching, showing what I do, how I'm living this holistic life. And then I have another channel, a vlog channel with my husband, and we show our lives together. We do sit down videos, things like that. And I did a video on both channels, but specifically the one that I did on the vlog channel, the channel that I shared with my husband. You know, he quit his job. He resigned. He put like his 2 weeks notice in. It was like two or three weeks notice in. And June 28th was his official last day of work. And so here we are on July 19th, and we are packed up. Like, if I could show y'all my car is packed to the brim. Husband is actually driving in front of me. His car is packed up. And we got a small U-Haul, the one you can kind of like hook up with the hitch and pull along. And that thing is packed up. So it felt like the day that was his last day felt really like amazing. It really like kicked off, you know, hashtag supernatural summer. And he came home and I had like these balloons for him. Just because I wanted him to feel special. I wanted him to feel like, you know, we're in this together. You don't have to be afraid. God got our back. But as long as we got each other, we're good. So I had this little mini celebration for him. I got him some gifts. I vlogged all of this. And the vlogs for this will be going up soon. But here we are now. And it's taking us this much time to kind of like clean up the apartment. We put a whole lot of stuff on Facebook Marketplace to sell because we wanted to move and stay agile. If you follow me on Instagram, then you already know that I talked about this. So even though my car is packed up to the brim, my husband's truck is packed up to the brim, and we got this little U-Haul, y'all, we sold so much stuff. Like, we sold so much stuff, and the stuff in my car is stuff that we are going to sell when we got to Memphis. So, like, everything that we wanted to sell, we just put it up on Facebook Marketplace. And when I tell y'all, Facebook Marketplace is the plug. Like, I had no idea how good it was. But thank God my husband had the wherewithal to be like, baby, let's put this stuff on Facebook Marketplace. Because I was just putting it on Craigslist. My, we would have been messed up. We sold our mattress. We sold our bed frame. We sold pillows. We sold wall decor. We sold kitchen appliances. We sold our sour caddy. We, like, y'all, when I tell you Facebook Marketplace is the stuff, because you'll think, oh, I'm just going to throw this in a trash can, or I'm just going to, you know, give this away. Ain't nobody going to want this. Facebook Marketplace truly gives a new meaning to one man's trash is the next man's treasure. Truly, truly, truly. So my car is packed up with the stuff that we didn't sell in Michigan. I changed the location from Michigan to Memphis. And when I tell y'all this morning, everybody was asking about all of this. I was like, oh my God, as soon as we get to Memphis, all of the rest of the stuff that we didn't sell in Michigan, we're going to be able to sell it in Memphis. But I digress. So it has taken us this much time to kind of like sell all of the stuff that we wanted to sell, you know, clean up the apartment, pack the apartment, because we wanted to do it supernaturally. I didn't want this process to feel rushed. I didn't want to feel overwhelmed. I didn't want to feel, you know, all of those emotions that you feel when you're moving, right? All of that, like, you're tired, you're exhausted, you might be like angry, frustrated, like all of that. We did have moments like that. I'm not gonna lie and say we didn't have, we did have moments like that, but overall this moving experience has been amazing. Like, really hardly any stress. Just me and my husband working together in partnership. So y'all, we've been trying to leave Michigan since last Thursday. Like, we knew, boom, your last day, June 28th. Okay, cool. Let's take about a week, maybe a week and a couple more days to, like, you know, get everything sorted. And then we out this thing. When I tell you, it's like every time we were like, we're going to do it today, making moves. It was like the finish line kept getting further and further and further. But it's like I knew yesterday and waking up today, like, oh, yeah, today is definitely our last day. So, ooh. We're in the car. We pulled out of Michigan at like 8:30. And then I stopped because I wanted to get my mom and my niece these donuts from Holy Moly Donut Shop. So stopped there. It took a while for me to like order my donuts and get my donuts out. And then now we're in the car. And I am so excited. Like, I am so excited. When I was, you know, doing the last little run through of the apartment, looking over everything, making sure everything was like clean, neat, and tidy, that we didn't forget anything, it's like this flood of excitement just ran through my body. And I was like, we're here. Like, it's like, that's how I felt the day John retired. Like, I could call it his like first retirement. But that's how I felt like that day when he came home from work. And I was like, oh my God, we are like, we're really doing this. And to see the apartment empty and us all packed up and ready to go, it was just like that same like supernatural energy was just like coursing through my veins. Like, oh my God, we really doing this. So I was like, ooh, y'all, it was hot today in Michigan. So I was tired, but it was just like, I don't know, today was it wasn't a tough day, but it was like such a tedious day. Cause I was like, oh my God, it's still more stuff we gotta pack. Oh, we need to clean the kitchen. Oh, we need to clean the tub. And then we finally did it. And it's like, as soon as we put the last piece of whatever in our cars, it's just like, I was energized. And it's just like, I kind of snapped back into, y'all, this supernatural summer. Like, I am so stinking excited. So, what's next? Like, the feeling of not knowing what's next right now, but knowing God has us, has me completely, like, okay. I'm not panicky. I'm not stressed. I'm not worried about anything. I truly know that God has us. And my husband, you know, before we got on the road, he like stopped in front of me. He like came back here and he like touched and we prayed together. And before I like left the apartment, when I was like looking over everything, I like was praying to God, like, God, thank you. Like, we go from glory to glory. Like, if you've seen us this far, you're not going to forget about us now. Like, you care about the birds and they eat fine. So I know you're going to take care of us. But I know John is a little bit nervous. John is my husband. Because if you would have told John or even me 2 months ago that he was just going to completely walk away from his job and I have another job lined up, I would have been like, you know, cross my fingers. I hope that's the truth. But me knowing my husband, we'll see. Because he's very practical. He has to have one thing lined up for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And part of that is his personality, but part of that is also his rearing, how he was brought up. And so for him to like step out and take this huge leap of faith, like I am beyond proud of him. And baby, if you are listening to this podcast, I just want to let you know that I am so proud of you. I know that this is something, this is really new territory for you to really step out on such a huge step of faith. And I know it's a little uncomfortable for you, I can tell, but I'm so proud of you, and I got your back. We got each other's back, and all we for real need is each other and God, and it's going to be okay. But I am, I can say I'm proud of you 50 million times, and it still really wouldn't express the magnitude of the pride that I have in you in this moment. Because I know how, just how uncomfortable this makes you. I know how unfamiliar this is to you. I know this is literally going against so many like pathways in your brain that you've set up these, you know, 29 years of your life. But I'm so excited to like enter into this summer with you. I'm so excited to enter into like supernatural summer with you, and just for real to see what God is going to do. Cause when we were walking out of the apartment, one thing John said to me, he was just like, you know, I'm a little nervous that this isn't going to look like what we think it's going to look like. And I told him, this ain't going to look like what we think it's going to look like. It's not. Like, it never does. Like, the picture that we picture in our head, oh, I'm just going to quit my job, we're going to move back to Memphis, and this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and this, it never looks like what we envision. But I told him, it's going to be good. Like, it's not going to be what we envisioned. It's not going to be what we pictured. It's going to be something different, but that different is better. So, yeah. That's really all I wanted to come on and say right now. I just wanted to capture how I'm feeling right now. I'm super excited. I have no fear in my heart at all. I know that God is going to watch out for us. I am so excited to like document next steps. Like the things that God is doing through us, what he's showing us, what we are learning, because truly this, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, however God long we feel like God wants us to stay in Memphis before, you know, one John starts applying for another job, or starts to talk to people who have been contacting him for jobs, or even, you know, whether he decides to like go back to school. Heck, we both could want to go back to school. I know for a minute he's been saying he would, you know, he wouldn't mind going back for his master's, his MBA. Like, he already has a master's. But he was like, for what he wants to do potentially in the future in his career, he might want to go back for an MBA. So whatever that looks like, we're going to give ourselves, you know, 6 to 8 weeks to just really pray, seek God, surrender to him, relax, like for real, relax with no stress, no worries, no, we gotta be here, gotta be there, we gotta go to bed at this time because we gotta wake up at this, like for real chill. So we want us to spend some quality time with our family, love on them, let them love up on us, really, you know, have some really quality time with God for him to just like change our hearts about certain things, and for us to really hear what he wants to tell us about, you know, this next phase of our life. And then to just have fun, like just kick it and have fun and try new restaurants and experience Memphis in a whole new way that we've never experienced it. Cause I haven't lived in Memphis in, you know, almost 5 years. And then before then I moved back for a year. So I was away in Knoxville for 6.5 years because I did my undergrad in Knoxville and I did my master's in Knoxville. I came home, stayed for about a year. A little over a year, and then right after that I was up in Michigan. I've been in Michigan for almost 5 years, so I haven't lived in Memphis in quite some time. So I'm excited to just experience the city as it is now, soak it all in, you know, on this little pit stop before God sends us wherever he sends us, whether it's nationally, well, whether it's in the U.S. or whether it's globally, I don't know. I'm just super excited. And yeah.
Yo, I hope you have been enjoying this podcast episode, but I wanted to come in and tell you about my guide, The Maven's Manual for Spiritual Fitness. A number of people have thought it kind of hard or even challenging that me and my husband took this huge step of faith and chose to follow God. But because our relationship with God has been built up in such a way where it's very relational and communal, it has been very delightful and easy, might I say. So if you are looking for a real way to like build your relationship with God that's not built from like guilt and obligation, I'm going to encourage you to check out The Maven's Manual for Spiritual Fitness. I will leave a link in the show notes, so check it out.
So we have a 12-hour journey. Like, this is a 12-hour drive from Michigan to Memphis. Well, from like, we live in a suburb that's like 30 minutes north of Detroit. So from our Metro Detroit suburb to Memphis is about 12 hours. But because I have so much stuff in my car, John has so much stuff in his car, and he's hauling one of those hitch U-Haul trailers, I'm looking at my speedometer right now. I'm going like 65. Normally, when we drive this trip, I normally drive around 70, 75. John drives around 75, 80. So this might take us a little longer. So we're just so excited to like pack up and get out the house. So we're just in the car. We're going to drive for as long as we feel up for it and okay and, you know, all of that. And then if we need to stop, we will stop in Ohio or Kentucky or maybe somewhere in Tennessee, you know, get a hotel potentially, and then just finish the journey in the morning. So this 12-hour road trip might end up being something like 15, 16 at the speed that we're going. So I have, you know, Buku podcast downloaded because I love to listen to a good, you know, podcast and a good audiobook in the car. So yeah, that's where I am. I'm excited. We are doing this, y'all. Y'all are with me. Like, this is real time, actual and factual, how I'm feeling. So I want to encourage you. Listen. I know a lot of you who listen to the podcast are coming from my YouTube, but some of y'all are not. So if you are not coming from my YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to both of my YouTube channels. Then go and follow your girl on Instagram, because Instagram is where I'm going to be able to highlight, like, real time stuff that's happening. In light of like me having to, you know, having time or space to sit down and record a podcast or sit down and record a video. So follow me on Instagram. Follow and subscribe to my channel, both of my YouTube channels. And if you're not on my newsletter, get on my newsletter. All of the links for all of this is in the description box in the show notes. So let me get to listening back to these podcasts. I want to thank every single person that has reached out and prayed for my husband and I, who that have sent us encouraging words. I've seen it all in my DMs on Instagram, comments in the comment section, comments on YouTube, like email, like y'all have really showed out for your girl and your boy. So thank you so much. Stay tuned. There will be just how my life is set up right now with not having like a recording space, the podcast recording space, or a video recording space. You might be getting way more of these little pop podcasts. So go ahead, subscribe if you ain't subscribed to the podcast. Tell your homegirls, your homies, your homeboys to subscribe too. And yeah, I'll talk to y'all real soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for rocking out with your girl. You make this podcast possible with your continued support. Want to get back? Awesome. There's a link available in the show notes that allows you to sow a seed into this podcast. Also, while you're there looking around in the show notes, you will find direct links to my website, all of my other social media accounts, and my newsletter, where I send out real, raw, and transparent emails every Friday.
Every Friday.
If you haven't already, I would love, love, love for you to leave me a 5-star rating and a review, as that is truly the best way to help other women find this show. Until next time, bye. Be blessed.
Be blessed.